It's the 23rd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Cost of living and environmental concerns have prompted Central Bedfordshire Council to call for the creation of a library of things in area communities. Just a patron at a regular library is now able to borrow books and bring them back, if the same idea would allow individuals to borrow and then return things over a set period. Suitcases could be made available for a trip, or power tools for a project, or camping equipment, items that aren't used on a regular basis and would not need to be bought. This would reduce waste in the environment, clutter in the home, and allow area residents to save money. CBC is interested in helping individuals and organisations set up such schemes, similar to working example Share in Flitwick, who also hold and can provide a wealth of experience. A Bedfordshire police officer decided to complete a food delivery after the car of the motorist delivering the food was found to be uninsured, leading to its confiscation. The officer concluded that the customer shouldn't be punished for the driver's mistakes. Victims of knife crime are disappointed by new Bedfordshire figures on offenders provided by the Ministry of Justice. 2023 numbers show that of 40 repeat adult knife violations, 11 did not receive jail time, despite a 2015 two-strikes rule guaranteed a six-month sentence. A spokesperson for the government responded that more knife-carrying criminals are being sent to jail and for longer than a decade ago. A baby southern white rhino named Benja has been seen playing in an enclosure at Whipsnade Zoo. The rhino, part of an endangered species, was born to its mother, Jasira, just last month. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.